We're visiting with Waverly Boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you fell 65-40 on Tuesday night against Wichita Classical. What'd you learn from that game? Because you had previously beat SEC and then lost to West Franklin and then ended up beating Hartford in your final game of the Lyon County League tournament.
The Wichita Classical game. Wichita Classical is a very good squad. They shoot the ball really well, and they're very fast and physical, and they usually score about 80 points a game. So I feel like, you know, I'm not happy with the loss, but I thought our kids did a lot of good things. So, I mean, they started off hot. We were down 24-11 to start, but we clawed back. I think we got it within 10 at one point. And, you know, just a couple of miscues here and there. If those things don't happen, I feel like we get back in the game. So I thought our effort was terrific. I thought our kids, they battled, they did what they could, and just, you know, wasn't enough. They got a little outmanned a little bit, but that's okay.
How do you feel like these tests are going to help you down the home stretch with Substate coming up?
Well, I told our guys after the Wichita Classical game, we bring that effort. We're going to be a tough out. We're going to be a tough team to beat if we play that hard all the time. And, you know, this year I think we kind of struggled with effort, which is extremely frustrating, to be honest. But I feel like the last couple of games, I feel like we've really started to give it. And I think it's better late than never. And so hopefully this continues, and hopefully when we get to Substate, we can continue playing this hard.
You guys are 8-9 right now, sitting in the second spot in your guys' Substate that you guys will be hosting, and right in front of you is Levo. So pretty much got to try to secure that number two spot, right?
Yeah, we definitely want to be on the other side of the bracket because Levo, yeah, they're a beast. And if we want to see them, I'd rather see them in the championship game and not the semifinal. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. We'll be fine. We'll do what we do, and we'll see what happens.
We're visiting with Waverly Boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you have three games left. You go to Chase County tomorrow. You have Linden coming up and Mission Valley. So those are three really good teams, especially Chase County. And Linden's having a good season. They knocked off Opie last week. And those are three big ones coming up to end the season.
Yeah, we don't make it easy on ourselves. But I think, again, it's just going to be a good test for us to see how we can compete and see what we can, you know, what we can do against teams that are probably going to have more size and speed than we do. But we just got to make sure we try to match it to what we do and continue playing.
How do you feel like those tests will help? Because you've seen some really good teams early in the year with like Opie and Burlingame, and you know, you saw Cara Paravel in the Northeast Kansas homeschool. But how do you feel like some of the games early in the season against those quality opponents that are up there and could help you guys here in the final three?
Well, just seeing those teams before, I think, helps us because we understand there's a higher level than what we've seen. I mean, I don't think there's a team that we're going to play, except for Linden, maybe, you know, Linden, that can really match up to what Opie did. And so, I mean, I think our kids understand what that level is like. But, you know, we always have a tough schedule. I'd say the last 2 years, we probably had the hardest schedule in our division in state of Kansas. And then when we go play a team that's, you know, at state with the only a couple of losses, we do just fine against them. So, because of the level, I think we play all year. So, I mean, last year we lost these last four, and we still made it out and did a pretty good job. But I don't expect to lose these next four. Next three, I hope to at least compete and see what we can do before we have a chance to Substate and see what we can accomplish.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night at Chase County, and best of luck next week against Linden and Mission Valley. And we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
All right, sounds great.
That's Waverly Boys basketball coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank of Kansas and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.